Eddie TY Mobile.
Where can I help you?
Here.
How about yourself?
Sound about running some errands and heading back home. You got it. What you up to today?
That's, just finished up school and, playing around on the radio.
Have you made any new contacts lately?
I made a few, probably need to count how many I have, but, yeah. I'd say maybe now I have 60, 50 contacts, somewhere around there.
Dad's studying for the test going.
Afraid to set up a time to take it, so hopefully he'll be on the air here shortly.
You have to let me know once he gets home.
That will do. Yeah, it'd be nice to have him on the air, too. I'm excited for him to go ahead and get his license.
Are you part of a co-op group?
School or ham radio?
Homeschool.
Moment, we're hopefully planning, if they'll let us, to join a group that's already a school that has been offering, curriculum for, like, homeschoolers to be able to do, like, band and sports, but right now, because I guess because of COVID, they have not allowed that, so they said to reach out to them after Christmas, so it's after Christmas, so hopefully we'll be able to get in and do some sports and band, probably.
Sports are you wanting to play?
Well, their sports program is a different times, like, pick different sports and, like, keep on cycling through the different sports so you don't necessarily, like, join one sport. But I would love to just do floor hockey, but I don't think they offer that. Well, they do offer floor hockey, but not necessarily, you know, like, all the time, and they, you know, interchange it with other sports.
Now, what's the difference in floor hockey versus regular hockey? I'm assuming just the skates, is that correct?
Well, I'm not necessarily sure of necessarily all the rules. When I played floor hockey with our other stuff, when I actually went to school, it was like a small private school, so there was 12 kids there, and we kind of just played, hit the puck into the goal. And, you know, I'm not sure exactly of all the rules, but I'm guessing it's the same as on ice, just without the skates. I'm not exactly sure, but that'd be my best guess.
So, my kids are into, disc golf right now, so they're enjoying that. Have you played it?
If I have.
Because you know what Frisbee is, and you combine the two. It is an actual sport. So you can actually go to these places for disc golf, and you play similar to golf, where you start at a tee and then you throw your driver, you know, basically frisbee, and try to get as close to the, you know, net as you can.
Are you actually supposed to make it into the net?
And the net's like a circular chain net, almost like a tall basketball hoop. That'd be the best way to describe it. But it's only about 4 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet off the ground.
I think I've seen a little bit of play. I've seen the goals, you know, they're sometimes around in parks. And, yeah, I'm not sure. I've never actually tried it, but I know what it is.
What kind of sports you were into, what did you like?
You know, probably sometime I'll have to try out disc golf to see how I like it.
One of the kids in their co-op group went and actually just did a competition and won like $10,000 for it.
A lot of money for just playing disc golf.
Tournaments. I think he's 16 now, I think. So he went to a bunch of these tournaments and ended up winning first place and winning that $10,000. So I know he was pretty excited about it. So, but Anyways, yep. So I didn't know what kind of sports you were into.
That you were homeschooling him then?
Three boys, 15, 14, and 13. I mean, 11, not 13. Yeah, we homeschool all three of them.
Seems like there are a good bit of people on the air that have homeschooled or are homeschooling their children.
We talk to that many people who have, but I guess so the community is pretty big here.
That Andrew has, I think he is K-O-4-C-E-F, and then I know Chad used to, well, of course he can't anymore because the kids are in college, but his call sign is K-O-4-N-U-E, and there might be a few others, but those are the two I know for sure.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I knew Chad had, yeah, but they're in college now, or graduated, but... yep, I knew he did. His wife actually is a teacher, virtual teacher from home. So I know that she does that as well.
He told me a little bit about, their homeschooling their kids and how, his wife's doing the virtual stuff. But, I think I got Andrew's call sign right. I know he's in my logbook here somewhere. So hopefully I can find it and get it here shortly.
Who's it, today?
A little bit. I got Tom, and I got I'm not sure his call sign, but I got him earlier today while I was riding my bike, and then I got David, he's K-O-4-C-B-A, and I think that's all I've talked to today.
Did you get a new HT for Christmas?
I did. It is 10 watts, and the company of HT is Tenway.
I know that company, Tenway, but 10 watts, that must be nice. Have you been able to get farther out with it?
Do fairly good for getting out. Haven't necessarily took both my HTs and compare the two to see which one gets farther. But it doesn't reach as far as my base station. But it does fairly good.
So, are you using it for like trips and stuff?
If I'm cleaning the house sometimes, or if I go on a walk around. On a hike or a walk around the neighborhood or a bike ride, I figured out how to harness it onto the bike. And I just, I've took it on a few trips, pretty much use it for everything that I can't use my base station for.
Have you programmed it with all your channels yet?
K2RCL, he came over and programmed it with all the local repeaters.
Russell's a good guy.
Pretty handy to me, helped me out a good bit. And to let you know, I finally found Andrew in my log, and I did get his call sign.
I'm about to pull up to my next destination, so I'll let you go. This is KI4DTY. I'll be clear on your final, and it was a pleasure talking to you, Alexander.
7-3s, and have a good rest of your day. K-O-4-U-L-P, and I'll be clear but listening.